High at 90. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tide or Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports, Tide 100.9, and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
All right, good morning, and I was talking with Chase about this. I've got to remember to do it. And this, listen, this is not against anybody. I do this at the TV station. I do it here. We all sharing microphones, and I like to wipe down the area. Barry's talked about it before, but I keep forgetting to bring my cleaning wipes, and I can't find a single one in this radio station anywhere. So I've been, since I keep forgetting, I have been having to make homemade wipes, taking some paper towels, finding the little Purell dispenser, spending a little bit of water and Purell, and making my own wipe. So it takes a little bit longer. So that's why I've been a little bit later getting on. I've got some at home to bring. I just can't remember to put them. Of course, I was doing another radio show out of Mobile this morning, so I'm talking literally on a radio show as I'm getting into the, leaving the house and getting into my vehicle, so I forgot to bring them. But we're here now, and we are ready to go, and everything's wiped down, and it is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show. Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield alongside. We're with you the next couple of hours talking sports and more. Got another great show on tap that we're going to run down for you here in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you, as always, this hour, the Gary Harris Show being brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. Member-owned and not-for-profit, it really is just a better way of banking. I encourage you to find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com. Or get by and see them at one of their 38 locations in Alabama, including the hub right here in Tuscaloosa and one in Northwest Florida. And find out yourself the advantage of member-owned and not-for-profit. Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership. Then join today and feel good about your money. Ample extra change in your pocket. All right, here's the lineup for today. Hey, listen, Chase, I've had good response, and I do it every year, and I really am just tickled with how many people have said to me, man, we appreciate you interviewing the high school coaches. We appreciate you, you know, and today we've got Northside's Robbie Jones on at 9:30. We got a little schedule change today. Matt Coulter has a conflict, so we're going to have our high school football preview with Robbie Jones from Northside, the Northside Rams, at 9:30. Matt Coulter on NASCAR moves to 10:15 this morning. He's got something he's got to take care of, so an appointment, so we pushed him back to 10:15. Then Larry the Music Man at 10:30. Our topic today, Larry wants you to name your top three male vocalists from the 1970s, and that is a, man, that's a bear. I mean, that is a hard, it's hard to narrow it down to three. We had a hard time last week with the women, but be thinking about that, all you music fans. Your top three male vocalists from the 1970s, and they can be solo or they can be in a band. There's so many for me, because to me, again, that was the heyday of rock and roll into the 80s. We'll get to that at 10:30, but that's going to be a lot of fun. So be thinking about it. Call in with your top three male vocalists. Use the app to send us a message that way. Many of you can reach out to me on social media. And then some of you even have my number. You can, you know, if you can't call in, you can text me your top three male vocalists. That's going to be a lot of fun at 10:30. Also, and I know that Ryan Grubb, probably Chase, was played on some of the shows yesterday afternoon, so I don't know that we'll necessarily, we don't have that clipped up by any chance, do we? Okay. Ryan Grubb, Alabama offensive coordinator, met with the media following practice yesterday. And also, you probably saw me on social media, Jam Miller did an event through Skippy's Peanut Butter yesterday. When we were there, WVUA 23 was the only media there. Our Alex Booth spoke with him on camera for an interview. The UA spokesperson that was with him said, you know, don't ask him about his shoulder. But off camera, he told Alex that he's doing great, that it was not you know, a surgical procedure. They were simply able to put the collarbone back into place. And that he, you know, he said, He's planning on being back soon. That was the term he used. So he was in great spirits, though. If you saw our video last night on WVUA 23, big smile, fully going through the event, the Crushing It tour with Skippies. And I was surprised, Chase, because, you know, I got the press release on it and immediately called the lady and said, yeah, we'll be there. There was no other media there yesterday with Jimbo. I don't know if a lot of the other media didn't get the press release, but that's what I should have done, and I didn't because I was swamped last night at work, getting ready for Football Friday on Friday night. But I can even do it for tomorrow, is I can send you that interview that we did with him. And because, like I said, we were the only people there to interview Jim Miller, but he was in great spirits, man. And I feel good about where he is at now with that. He was in a sling, obviously. But I think I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's back by Georgia. I really wouldn't. I would not be shocked at all if he's back. A lot of talk yesterday about Auburn claiming all these national championships now basically overnight. I'm going to say what I said on a show out of Mobile this morning, Press Box Radio. You can claim whatever you want. There were national champions crowned before 1936, the poll era. Alabama has several. But in the poll era, which is 1936 going forward, we pretty much had a way of naming national champions. And I'll put Alabama in this category. That 1941 team, even though somebody named them national champion, that team, that's a dubious national championship. They didn't win the SEC. They had two losses. But there's been other Alabama teams that were national championship worthy that didn't win it. That's part of it. Because for years, we had the AP national champion and the UPI coaches national champion. That's what we had. And, you know, those were the two recognized national championships. Sometimes they were split. Sometimes the same team won both of them. But since 1936, poll championship era into the BCS national championship era into the college football playoff national championship era, Alabama has 13 national championships, and Auburn has two. 1957 and 2010, Alabama has championships through any of those people that I mentioned in 61, 64, 65, 73, 78, 79, 92, 2009, 2011, 2012, 2015, 2017, and 2020. SEC championships, and I know Auburn's counting a bunch of championships now before the SEC, because I think it would be embarrassing to say you had more national championships than you do conference championships, because Auburn has eight SEC championships, which is a decent number. This is not to disparage Auburn. They've got a fine tradition. They're not Alabama. You can't in one night or one day claim a bunch of national championships and try to say you're on par with your rival. You're not. 100-plus years of college football dictates that that's not the case. You're a really good program. You're not Alabama. Alabama has 30 SEC championships. Auburn has eight. 30 to 8, 13 to 2. That's the way I'm keeping score. Also, it's just like when they would take victories away, forfeit victories or vacate victories. Yeah, it hurts your record book, but you still won the game on the day it was played. Fans still celebrated that victory. You can't take that feeling away. It's the same thing with a national championship. In the moment, you either celebrate it or you don't. And for Auburn fans, do you really feel, you know, 1983, you might have had the best team in the country, but you didn't win the national championship. 2004, I still think USC would have destroyed Auburn that year, but Auburn was undefeated. 1993, I don't see how you could claim a national championship that year. You didn't play in the SEC championship game. You didn't play in a bowl game. Yes, you went undefeated. You beat Florida and Alabama, but you would have had to play Florida twice in the SEC championship game and then play in a bowl game. You didn't have to do that. So, you know, but you can claim whatever you want, but you didn't celebrate it at the time. So celebrating some of these 100-plus years later, I mean, does that even? First of all, there should be a statute of limitations. if you claim you won a national championship over 100 years ago, you would think that would run out. But here's the deal, and I'm moving on. Schools can claim whatever they want. The problem is, you start opening up that Pandora's box, and you know, I can see other schools now going back and saying, "Well, we won a national champion. We won a national champion." You know, because I just don't think anybody that's realistic. And if you want to say Alabama, again, doesn't have 18, more power to you. Let's just start in 1936 and go forward if that's what we want to do. Even though when Alabama beat Washington for the Rose Bowl championship, that really put Southern football on the map as far as a national player. Alabama, you know, with Wallace Wade was a national power in the 20s. Frank Thomas in the 30s. Auburn wasn't. So, again, if you want to say Alabama doesn't have an 18, that's fine. They've got 13 since the poll era started by either AP, UPI, BCS, or CFP. Auburn has two, 57 and 2010. You know, Alabama in 1966, when they were going for three straight and went undefeated, did not go out and claim a national championship for that. In 1977, when most people feel like Alabama got robbed, they didn't claim a national championship for that. There are a lot of teams that, yes, probably could make an argument to win the national championship and got robbed of it, if you want to use that term, or screwed out of it, however you want to look at it. Are they all going to go back and now start claiming national championships? Maybe so. I mean, I guess UCF claimed that one the year that they were left out of the playoff. Is Florida State going to claim a championship now from 2 years ago, the year they were left out of the playoff? Maybe they will. Like I said, but did you really win the national championship? If you didn't get to celebrate winning a national championship on the field, is it really a national championship? That's my issue. Hey, the Braves have rounded back into form. They hit that little five-game winning streak, Chase, and then they came home to play the White Sox, one of the worst teams in baseball. And, well, I guess they actually, did they come back and win that game last night? They might have came back and won that game last night. Let me look. Holy cow. I'm breaking some news to myself this morning. They sure did. They came back and won it 11-10. They were getting spanked. I didn't even think about the possibility they could have won that game. They scored 5 in the 7th and 2 in the 8th. So the Braves beat the White Sox 11-10. So they did win a game. But they lost the White Sox the night before. Wow. That's why you never assume anything, even as a sportscaster. But, you know, have you noticed the Yankees have gotten hot? They've won 4 in a row, 7-3 in their last 10, moved ahead of the Red Sox for second in the AL East, 5 back of the Blue Jays. Look out for the Yankees. All right, it's 9:18. We better get to our break. We're wide open for phone calls in the next segment, 205-342-9904. 205-342-9904 is the number on the Storage Center hotline. Braves win.
Crazy.
I mean, look at that. I didn't even know that this morning. How about that? All right. We'll come back. We're open for phone calls at 9:30. Robbie Jones, Northside Rams High School head coach, as we take a look at the Northside. Matt Coulter at 10:15 on NASCAR. And Larry the Music Man, name your top three male vocalists from the 70s. And I got a text here. Already starting to get in some vocalists. So we'll keep taking a look at that. All right, we're going to come back right after this.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Today is the beginning of fall classes for students at the University of Alabama, and there's help available for new students. Donuts and Directions runs from now until 10 a.m. at Gorgas Library, Russell Hall, the English Building, or Reese Pfeiffer Hall. Staff members will be there to answer questions, give directions to new students. There will also be free breakfast and treat for students at the Student Center Plaza until 1 o'clock. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. I'm Don Hartley.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meat and Three Special. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., get a meat and three vegetables for just $8.49. Or for a lighter appetite, try the Lucky Lunch Soup, Salad, or Sandwich Combo. I'll see you at the Free.
365, 24/7. You'll find
road and utility crews, tow truck, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the road.
$500 in cash. Feel the thrill and play to win only at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Must be 21 or older to play.
The Alabama Securities Commission protects you from financial fraud. Anyone asking you for investment money must be licensed. You're careful with your money. Fraudsters aren't. Before you invest, call our hotline at 1-800-222-1253 to verify the licensing of the person making an offer and the product. Don't lose your hard-earned money. Learn to protect yourself at asc.alabama.gov. Paid for by the Investor Protection Trust and brought to you by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big-screen, high-definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Tears for fears, man. I gotta give it up for Chase. And I don't... In fact, I feel bad, Chase, because I listen to you and Christian, and I feel like you're kind of the co-host. And then on my show, I don't ignore you, but I need to get you involved a little bit this morning, because I was looking yesterday, and you now listen now. Chase is up at the, I mean, he's up before the sun's even peeking its head out. But I noticed yesterday you were snoozing on me a couple times, and they're in the control room. And then I'm getting a little jealous of you and Christian are like bros, I've noticed. I mean, hanging out, playing video games. And I know there's an age gap between us here, but I got to do a better job of getting you involved. So give me a hot take. What's something, you know, all the topics I cover, just give me a hot take. Is it Ty Simpson? Is it Auburn's national championships? Is it the Braves, Yankees? Give me something that's kind of, you've been keeping an eye on that's kind of got you excited in the sports world.
I think Hugh Freeze is, I think his tenure with Auburn's done this season. I think it's gotten to a point where it's laughable, Gary, but the fact that Auburn has claimed these imaginary championships, I don't know where this is coming from. And then with the different play callers with a first down, second down, like that's just so confusing to me. And then with the golf thing that's happened this summer, last year with Peyton Thorne, and it's just...
It's been tough, hasn't it?
It's been crazy.
Better win some games.
Yeah, but they better win some games, Gary, especially with John Cohen. He was the former AD at Mississippi State, and learning from what I learned, he does not like to lose.
No, he does not.
So he'll move on quickly, Gary. Yeah. But yeah, I think if Hugh is not winning any games this season, or he doesn't do better than last season, I don't expect him to return for the next season.
That's a hot take. Way to go, Chase. Hey, listen to this, folks. That's me popping the top on my Pepsi Zero Sugar from Buffalo Rock. Oh, man, that's good. I don't drink coffee, but I do drink Pepsi Zero Sugar from Buffalo Rock. And I love popping that top. And then that... good take. Because you know what? Chase, I agree with you. I think there's a very short leash on Hugh Freeze. I think you're right on John Cohen. I think he's driven. And even though right now, you know, everybody, you know, saying they're on the same page. And listen, here's the thing. Auburn should have a good football team. They should have a good football team. They've got a talented roster. I've said this before. And they get Alabama and Georgia at home. And you know how they are about that. You know, you got to come to Jordan-Hare. I mean, it's so weird, in fact, that it's almost gotten like when Auburn has Alabama and Georgia at home, it's like, yeah, we're going to beat you. And when it's the year that they go on the road, it's like they don't even think about winning anymore. I mean, they come into, I mean, I guess they played them to what, a couple touchdown game last year and felt like they, you know, were, I mean, they've come in here, Brian Denny got blown out so many times now in the last, you know, 15 years that I don't even know that they think about winning in Saban Field at Bryant-Denny Stadium. But when they got it down in Jordan-Hare, they certainly think a lot about it. And as I've said before, Alabama has won the offseason. Auburn lost the offseason. And that might be why they are doing all of this stuff right now. The PR, you know, they're trying to, you know, first of all, that August 1st recruiting blitz they were supposed to have never really came. So now they're going to, you know, making Cam Newton, putting him in the spotlight, which is good. And all these national championships, maybe, you know, taking the focus off what is about to happen. But they better win that game on a week from Friday night. That's all I got to say. You lose to Baylor to start the season, and my gosh, dude, it's going to set such a negative tone for that team. It's going to be hard for one game to hover over a season, either positively or negatively. That Baylor game is going to do that. Either there's going to be a ton of positive vibes coming out of that game for Auburn, and they're going to be saying, hey, this is our year. We're about to make the magic again. You know, we're going to have one of those magical seasons we have about every 15, 20 years, or they're going to be like, oh, my gosh, man, we're already 0-1, and we haven't even played a conference game yet. So it's a big one. All right, it's 9:28. We're going to go ahead and take our break. And when we come back, our high school football previews continue with Robbie Jones from Northside High School. Also, let me remind you, the $99 suit sale continues at T-Town Menswear, T-Town Gallery, and the University Mall, as well as the classic look for fraternities, the blue navy blazer, khaki trousers, white dress shirt, and red or crimson tie available right now at T-Town Menswear, T-Town Gallery, in the University Mall. We're coming right back. We will find you.
Tuscaloosa's Old Colony Golf Course is an 18-hole championship layout designed by 1976 U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Director of Golf John Gray and fitting specialist Bob Montgomery are PGA certified. Mike Shivitz is the head professional and director of the Tuscaloosa Junior Golf Program. Call today to secure.
Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Need to know what's going on with the Crimson Tide? Then subscribe to our YouTube channel for exclusive content on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. As I was saying earlier, we've gotten great response to our high school football previews. I think we featured a high school coach now for 3 weeks, and we're going to continue right up until and maybe even into the season. But today it's Robbie Jones from Northside High School, the Northside Rams, Class 5A Region 3, fourth season as the head coach, already with 20 wins in three seasons, including last year, 8 wins, and made the first round of the Class 5A state playoffs, and have really got a lot of positive vibes surrounding the Northside program, not just from the football players and coaches and school administrators, but from the community. Everybody's pumped up for football there in Northside. Coach Robbie Jones is with us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you. Like I said, last year, really solid year, man. 8 wins in the regular season. Had a tough game against Williamson in the first round of the state playoffs, but you've been consistent in getting your team into the postseason. Program's rolling along pretty good. What's the outlook for 2025?
We were young 2 years ago, and we played all them young guys, and had to suffer through a lot. But now they're juniors and seniors, and we expect the same results and maybe even better. But I know 5A is a hard road, but we've been working since Thanksgiving, and I'm excited to see what they can do.
Yeah, I know you are. And, You do. I have all the guys on from 6A Region 4, and I'm like, man, what a neat region. Nobody has to travel. they're all right there together. Even for Northside and Bryant and Central going to Hueytown or Bessemer City's now or McAdory's not very far, but for you, one thing about your region is not only there's some good teams, there's some travel here for you guys. I mean, Northside, if you have to make the trip to Montebello, it's a long trip. When you have to go to Shelby County, it's kind of spread out. I know every region can't be just packed together the way 6A Region 4 is, but what are the challenges of being in a region where, you do have a natural rival in Sipsey Valley, and we could argue that Demopolis is a natural rival. But outside of that, and obviously Northside is you're a rival for some of these schools too. But logistically, it's not an easy region, is it?
No, it's not. And depth wise, we still have the same about numbers that we've had when we were 4A and 3A. And then you look across there, and they've got some schools that got 70, 80. And even 90 players, and you know what you're going against, and the travel is long, so you're having to leave here in the heat and on the bus, and you're having to go a long way because we're the northernmost team, and we went to back-to-back Montebello and Shelby County back-to-back weeks. That's a long way.
Yeah, and, it is.
But it's been good. I mean, we don't have a lot of people that's moving up here right now because, interest rates are high and it's hard to get up here. I know people want to be up here, but, we play the cards that we have and we go out there and give everybody our best shot.
That's all you can do. And like you said, who knows when they reconfigure the regions again, maybe you'll get moved down to 4A, but for now you're in 5A. Let's talk about the schedule. I do like what you're doing with your non-region games. Right off the bat, you get to go to West Blockton. That'll be a fun game. And at the end of the season, you play American Christian, and that's a huge game. You also have Cordova before you get into region play. But right off the bat, going to West Blockton on Friday night, that'll be a big one.
That'll be big. They're tough. They're always hard-nosed. Coach Wilson does a great job. He's been good everywhere he's been. He's a winner. And when you play Blockton, you're fixed to get hit in the mouth. And I tried to tell the boys to get ready because it was hard to beat them last year, and it came down to the last minute.
As we said last year, really solid year. And you got a lot of guys back, don't you?
I do. We've had to move a lot of guys around that's had to play spot for us on both sides, but we got all of our skill back, quarterbacks back again, had to move some linemen. The depth is not there, like I said, but yeah, we've got a lot of guys back, but we got to cross our fingers and stay injury free for a little while. So I'm excited to see what they can do.
One thing you got too is you got some continuity there. You're fourth year's head coach. You've been on the staff. Chris Hilker transitions to you, and it just appears that this is one of the more consistent programs in the area as far as staff and administration and everybody kind of being in alignment and on the same page. Am I right there?
Yes, sir. I've been here. I've been offense coordinator since 2014 when we switched to the gun wing, and Hilker, that's my guy. And we just added two new coaches that played college ball. Coach Gregg came from Brookwood, played at Delta State. He played for us here at Northside. Coach Smith played at Birmingham Southern. We got him, and we're trying to keep it built, and that way nobody ever leaves, and we don't have to change anything.
And I talked about the community. Like you said, it's a beautiful area up there. It is, kind of out of the way for some, for you as far as trying to, like we said, play teams close by. But that community has really rallied around that high school and this football program, all the athletic programs there. It's a big part of that community's identity, right?
That's right. There's really not much to do once you pass Pierce Patton on 43 and come up here on a Friday night. So everybody's up here, and it's a good atmosphere for a little bitty stadium. We're going to have to get a bigger stadium if it keeps up.
Yeah, you will. You got some standing room only crowds up there for some of these games. All right, give us some of the guys that you expect to lead you this season.
First off would be Jackson Rogers. He's a staple for us on the offensive line. And Lee Gorey, he's on the offensive line. Ryan Broughton, Wyatt Frizzell, Landry Chadwick, they're holding the front up. We got a newcomer that's coming along, and Nate Estes and Dante Smith. Our quarterback's back for, he's a two-year starter. He's back his junior year. Jackson Rhodes, Austin Keitlinger, receiver, Bennett Green at running back, Evan Taylor's back, J.J. Case. Defense is led by Brody Abernathy and Carson Smith at linebacker. You know, we got a lot of pieces back. We're very aggressive. You know, we're tired of hitting each other. We're starting to get a little sporty out here, and it's time to hit somebody else. And I've been so pleased with how our guys have been attacking things since the holidays, and it's time to get our fruit now.
You keep talking about hitting somebody. Physicality is really something that Northside hangs its hat on.
Our practices are rough. I don't know how else to do it. I think that if you make the practices hard, the games get easier. And we try to make it a battle out there, and some of the guys get a little extra, and that's fine. And if we do that between the whistles, we'll be in good shape.
Coach Robbie Jones with us from Northside. Hey, I want to ask you a big picture question that I ask some of my coaches that I interview in our area. You know, you keep reading all, of course, obviously we know what's happened with college, and, you know, it's only natural that it's going to, you know, seep down to the high school ranks. We're reading stories about players getting paid and, you know, all the moving, you know, from one school to the next, and yep, whether recruiting's going on and all that. It probably hasn't impacted Northside much yet, but as a high school coach in the state, and you kind of see where we're headed, what do you think about it?
The only way that we can keep up with NIL's coming, and the recruiting is happening. It happens. It's out in the open, and certain schools just, you know, it's hard to move to Northside. So the only way that if we're going to keep this up and have NIL, then we need to do open enrollment. And you should be able to go to school wherever you want in the county. And as long as you're in good academic standing and no discipline, that should be fair. But once you go, you should have to stay. You know, they're going to have to be some bylaws here about how you can leave and where you can go. But, you know, if they're going to do NIL and we've got all this recruiting, well, let's just open it up and let kids go to school where they want to go as long as they can provide their own transportation. And that way nobody can argue about anything, you know. And that's happening in Georgia. It's happening in Florida and some places in Tennessee. And, you know, now you can say, well, if you want to come here, you can drive all the way up here, you know. But there's got to be some laws about it. But NIL's coming.
Yeah.
Recruiting is happening. You've got to be blind if you don't think it's happening.
So you think eventually we're headed toward open enrollment is kind of where you think this is going?
I really do. I think it's coming. I think I don't know if it's a bad thing or a good thing. We would probably not go back to 4A if that happened, and the other schools would not drop from 7A. And, you know, in the United States of America, I think you should be able to go to school wherever you want if you're a good standing citizen. I do believe that. And you've got these vouchers for private schools, so if they're doing that and, you know, the government's giving you $7,000 or $7,500, you go to private school, then why can't a kid go to school wherever they want in public school?
I think there's others that share your sentiment, Coach. And finally, of course, I always look at the schedules. You open up, as I said, Friday night at West Blockton. Then you've got four straight home games against Cordova. Then, as I said, three, according to the schedule I'm looking at, then three region games against Montevallo, Selma, and Shelby County. I know the schedule kind of flips from year to year, but September is a chance to, you know, for your fans, well, Cordova was actually August 29th, but going into September, there's a chance there for four straight home games, chance to make a little hay with that schedule.
There is, and I didn't, you know, it's the way you draw the sticks when you do the scheduling in the winter, and that's the way it come out. And, you know, last year it was hard, but, you know, it is what it is, and that September can set your whole season, and if you don't handle it right.
Yeah, because October is going to be just the opposite. You'll be on the road for just about all your games. Well, Coach Lynch, appreciate it. Good luck to you this season, and we'll talk again.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate all you do for us.
Yes, sir. Robbie Jones, head coach, Northside Rams, as our high school football previews continue. All right, the YMCA of Tuscaloosa has so much to offer, both in terms of allowing you an opportunity to reach your fitness goals, but also a community of great people that are members there. The staff is first class. The personal trainers are top notch. I mean, I'm so happy to be a member of the YMCA for over 20 years. I would encourage you to take a look at as well. I know there are a lot of gyms, a lot of fitness facilities around town, but there's only one YMCA. I'm a member of the downtown branch, 2313th Street. Great location, easy access, open 7 days a week. Go by and see them. And like I always say, the Y is ready for you. Is waiting ready for you when you're ready for the Y. Goodbye and see you. All right, we'll come back. We're open for phone calls in the next segment. Whatever you want to talk about, whatever's on your mind, 205-342-9904. We'll be right back.
With Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the game, we'll talk to Alex Scarborough from Bama 247 Sports. We'll also talk with Aaron Torres from Fox Sports, all starting at 2 p.m. here on the game on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
Longest running sports program in Tuscaloosa. The Game with Ryan Fowler. Weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Tuscaloosa's Old Colony Golf Course is an 18-hole championship layout designed by 1976 U.S. Open champion Jerry Pate. Director of Golf John Gray and fitting specialist Bob Montgomery are PGA certified. Mike Shivitz is the head professional and director of the Tuscaloosa Junior Golf Program. Call today to secure a tee time at the Tuscaloosa Championship Golf Course. Everyone can play. 205-562-3201. Old Colony is operated by Para.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow truck, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this state.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. Alabama Credit Union, loans for real life. Visit alabamacu.com to learn more. Some rules and restrictions apply. See if you're eligible for membership, then join today and feel good about your money.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud.
Recruiter for free. That's right.
free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky partially sunny today. The chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. The high today, 93. Tonight's low, 73. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and storms around. The high at 90. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 81 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show.
Goal line in, touchdown, Alabama.
On your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9. And streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Chase, I still can't get over how I just wrote off the Braves last night. And, you know, I don't listen. I haven't been talking about them on TV sports anymore. You know, because I mean they're out of it. But I glanced at the score and they were down. I think they were down like five or six runs. And I'm like, well, they're going to lose the White Sox again. And then they came back and won 11-10. So they are 8-2 in their last 10 games. Got to give them credit. Maybe they can at least pass the Marlins and finish. You tell you what, if they could get back to 500. They're back to, they're still 12 games under, but wouldn't that be something? So maybe there is something to play for still. As they're, let's see, they've had played 126 games, so they've got 36 games left. It'd have to be hot, but maybe they could do it. All right, tell you what we're going to do right now. Caden Proctor is Alabama's preseason All-American left tackle. One of the, I think, one of the best offensive tackles in the country. I think that's going to come to fruition this season. I think he's going to have a great year. And following practice yesterday, he met with reporters, and we're going to let you hear from Caden Proctor right now, because not only is he a terrific football player, he's a very articulate young man, very thoughtful, and here he is yesterday, his media availability.
How's practice today?
Pretty hot out there. You know, we had something different. We installed a little 16-play long drive, we call it, and That's some of the hardest stuff I'd have never done. 16 plays straight. Don't matter if you score on five, bring it all the way back down the field, go 11 more. That's how it goes.
Were y'all explain that when there was crowd noise?
Yes. Yep.
What crowd was that noise. Like for you?
It's definitely a test, you know, to your mental capacity, especially this being, you know, some of the first couple of days that we've actually put the crowd noise in. So yes, it's kind of hard a little bit, but you got to pay attention to have that focus. I mean, what's it going to be like on game day, where you got 100,000 people doing that 24/7?
Can the artificial crowd noise ever like even come close to that?
No, it gets you rattled a little bit, you know, in practice. But the game environment, that's something different. Like, it can't even compare, not at all.
This is the first time in a long time Alabama started with a true road game. Just as an offensive line, how important is that, like, dealing with the crowd noise and working on communication when you, like, you're kind of thrown into the fire right away?
Well, we just got to understand, like, you got to use that to your ability, like bring it in, mm-hmm. You know, and just have fun with it, you know. Like, it's fun playing in those fun environments. At Florida mm-hmm. State, they're known for that. They're known for getting loud. So that's what we kind of been focusing on, is just, you know, using it, having fun, and it's going to be a really good game.
But taking that and looking back, because Alabama didn't play very good on the road last year, kind of correcting some of those mistakes, maybe self-scouting, how do you change what you approached last year?
Just the intent and focus, like knowing that we've got to travel, we've got to do extra things than just, you know, sitting at the home hotel and chilling and being prepared for that. But instead, you know, getting on a plane, you have to have a process. You have to be ready for whatever comes, you know.
Obviously, Coach Moore said that, you know, Jan Miller expects to be back at some point this year. But what's kind of the loss of Jan Miller? I guess how does that feel amongst the offense? Like, what will you miss?
I mean, it definitely sucks, you know, losing a great player like Jam. But I'm confident in any running back back there. It wouldn't matter if it's Jam or Richard or Daniel, Kevin. We have really good running backs, and I'm confident in whoever's back there.
What have you seen from Richard and Daniel? I guess
Richard, that's my boy. I mean, he's a power back, but he can also scoot. Kevin runs hard. Daniel, he's a bruiser. Like, we got all types of running backs back there. But like I said, I love all of them. You know, I'm gonna do my best to block for them.
What's it been like working with Gino at right guard?
At right guard?
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, working beside Geno. Like, him at right guard, was it like working beside him, Geno?
I'll play right tackle.
I know, but he's playing right guard. I'm sorry. Cam Dewberry. I was getting...
Oh, yeah. I got you. It wouldn't matter whoever's at left guard. I mean, I'm confident in Cam, confident in Geno. It doesn't matter if, you know, Olos is in there. It doesn't matter if Michael Carroll's in there playing. You know, you got to be able to play all positions, and we all can do that and be successful as offensive line. We just got to make sure that communication is there.
That's my bad.
Yeah, you good.
Coach Grubb mentioned Olos and Michael Carroll as guys who are stepping up. Just what have you seen from them throughout camp?
I mean, not just Olos and Michael Carroll, but Jackson Lloyd, you know, Michael DeBose, all the freshmen, Mal Waldrop that's came in, Arkell, because those guys are working. I mean, it's hot out here. It's mentally draining, but they've all stepped up. You know, they've been ready to go when they're called on, and that's what you need from them.
How do you think the team dealt with the heat on Saturday?
I felt like it was pretty good. Not as many guys, you know, went down. I know some of those practices, you got a 29-30 period practice. It's hard to sustain that energy throughout that. But on Saturday, it's pretty hot, fairly hot, but we've had hotter days than that. So I think it went really well.
When people think about Alabama football, what do you want to prove?
I mean, the goal is to win a national championship every year. That's what it is. That's what every team's goal is. So that's what our goal is. But, you know, as a whole team, just being unbreakable. That's been our word for this year. Through everything, withstanding the heat, the adversity, the crowd noise, it doesn't matter. Just being unbreakable.
Matt, going back to the crowd noise, what's the toughest place you've
been? I would say places like Tennessee, Texas A&M, LSU, those obviously are known for the crowd noise being loud 24/7.
Too much LSU last year.
I mean, it was. We went in there and handled business like we should have, but you can't take that for granted. Like it's still loud in there. It was still loud from that first snap to whenever, you know, people started leaving. But it was a fun environment for sure. We've all kind of stepped up, honestly. Like Geno's been doing this thing. He's been in college football for four or five years now. Cam Dewberry, he's on his last year of eligibility. Parker, we've all just kind of been coming together to try and get that fill that void. You know, that's a legendary leader right there. Honestly, one of the best people that I've ever met in my life. And, you know, blessed to play beside him in those past few years.
Be a little bit different before the game.
No doubt, but like I said, we've all been taking accountability, and you know, I'm trying to do my best. I've been kind of like a lead by example type of guy, but I'm trying to use my voice now that I'm an older guy. Crazy to say, but yeah.
Somebody mentioned,
how's the NIL thing going on?
It's been going pretty good. You know, I got some bottles rolling in from some companies, so that played out well for me, no doubt.
One of the coaches mentioned that you missed spring. You've had to maybe ramp it up since then. Do you feel that way?
The focus was, you know, Coach Cal told me to play like I'm behind, because I was. You know, I didn't play all spring. I missed two springs, you know what I'm saying? So you got to play like you're behind. Play like I'm trying to earn that position back, and that's kind of just what I've been doing ever since I got back, but I feel great ever since coming back.
I think this is the first time we've talked to you since Ty was named the starter quarterback as his, you know, left tackle. What's your relationship like with him, and just what do you think about him being named the guy?
Love that man. You know, it didn't matter whoever starting quarterback was. I have a really good relationship with all of them, but Ty, we hang out. He's just a goofy guy, funny guy, but, I mean, he just got fired up after practice. We didn't obviously have up to the standard, the best practice ever today. So he got on us, and that's the type of leadership that you have to have. So.
How was the practice going?
Just like I said, you know, can't really let the heat get to you, and it got to some people. I mean, it's really hard sustaining for 20 plus periods of practice.
got to take care of the little things off the field, and we should be good on there. But just got to have that intensity and focus throughout practice. Got to just at a higher level. Not that practice sucked today, but it's got to be better.
Kind of a similar question a few answered ago. But now that Tyler Booker is gone, how have you emerged more as a leader now that you are one of the older guys, as you said?
I've been trying to step up. I'm kind of like a lead by example type of guy. So if anybody has a question, I would love them to come talk to me. And they've been doing that. The younger guys have been had that focus and asking me. But that's just what I've been trying to do. But Parker's been doing a really good job of being that vocal leader. Gino, I mean, just the older guys, even older than me, you know, them been doing it for a long time and have that experience. They've been doing a really good job with that.
Last two.
So y'all are
We had steak, corn on the cob, little honey corn bread. What else we have? We had a couple rolls in there.
It was enough food to
fill it up. Oh, yeah. It was great. We all had our own steak ready for us when we got to his house and perfection.
How about the tackles right now? You mean going to get it?
That's what it's been. But, you know, obviously we don't know. We got a lot of guys rolling around. I mean, we got Jackson Lloyd back there. Olaw's playing left tackle, right tackle. Michael Carroll's been doing guard and tackle, you know. It really doesn't matter who it is. I'm going to be happy for whoever the right tackle is.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, that's going to put a wrap on it for the first hour of the Gary Harris Show presented by Alabama Credit Union. Hour number two is coming up. Matt Coulter on NASCAR at 10:15. Larry the Music Man at 10:30. Your top three favorite male vocalists from the 1970s. Could be solo or in a band. It's going to be fun. And the first segment of the second hour, I'm going to dive into some more Alabama football discussion. Love for you to join us. Hour number two of the Gary Harris Show is coming up.
Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers are still two games up on the Padres in the NL West standings. LA lost at Colorado, giving up a run in the bottom of the ninth. 4-3 for the Rockies, who've won 6 of 7. And then the Padres were beaten 4-3 at home by San Francisco. San Diego had a home run overturned early in the game due to fan interference. Cincinnati beat the Angels 4-1 in Anaheim. The Reds are now just one game out of the last NL wild card behind the Mets. Baltimore won 6-3 at Boston. Winning pitcher Trevor Rogers is 6-2, ERA 1.41 for the Orioles. Pittsburgh down Toronto 5-2. Slugger for the Blue Jays, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. left with hamstring tightness. Philadelphia got two home runs from Bryce Harper and beat Seattle 12-7. Detroit shut out Houston 10-0. Milwaukee 7-0 over the Cubs. Game 2 of the Twin Bill was rained out. And in an NFL exhibition, Cincinnati won 31-17 at Washington.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown
downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Available for after...
800-8000 or visit meswins.com. I've got this.
No representations made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Los Tarascos has been serving Mexican favorites like burritos, fajitas, and quesadillas since 1999. Their new location is at 4100 Owen Parkway in Northport. And of course, you can find Los Tarascos in Tuscaloosa at 110 Skyland Boulevard. The bar areas feature big screen televisions so you can enjoy your favorite sporting events. Los Tarascos features daily happy.
It gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show, hour number two of the program. It is being presented by Patterson Law Firm. No recovery, no fee. Free consultation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 205-345-1000. That's 205-345-1000 or visit PattersonLawPC.com. Paul Patterson, North Patterson, both Tuscaloosa born and bred. And when you call, you'll never get a call center. You'll get a real attorney, and again, no recovery, no fee. If you've been hurt in an automobile accident or dealing with any type of personal injury, call them today, 205-345-1000. Local and here for you when you need us most.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right, phone lines are open on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. I know everybody's waiting for Larry the Music Man, but let's get some phone calls here on Alabama football. We got Matt Coulter on NASCAR coming up in the next segment. All right, I've been saying I would do it. People have been asking me about it, so let's go ahead, Chase, while we have an opportunity, and do the game-by-game Alabama football schedule prediction. I break it down game by game. I said all summer I was going to do it. Now seems like a perfect time as we are just 10 days out from game number one. All right, here we go. This is the way I see it. At Florida State, Saturday, August 30th, 2:30 p.m., ABC. Not going to be an easy game, in my opinion. But Alabama's better than Florida State. If Alabama's going to have the kind of season I think that they're going to have, they got to win this game. So I got Alabama going 1-0. Home opener against UL Monroe, Saturday, September the 6th at 6:45 p.m. I've got Alabama winning that game on the road, or at home, I should say, to go to 2-0 easily. I think Alabama will take that game. Home against Wisconsin on Saturday, September the 13th, 11 a.m., against the Badgers, got Alabama winning that game. Then the bye week, and then at 3-0, Alabama goes to Georgia Saturday night, September 27th, in Athens. Do I think Alabama has as good a football team as Georgia? Yeah. Do I think they can win the game? Sure. But at some point, as good as Georgia's been, they're going to find a way to win one. They won one in the national championship against Alabama. I think Georgia wins that game. I don't think it's a major setback for the Tide. I don't think it's going to derail their hopes of a national championship. But right now, I'm going to give Georgia the edge in that one, so I've got Bama at 3-1. At home against Vanderbilt, that's payback on October the 4th. That's payback. Bama gets that one to go to 4-1 at Missouri. Won't be easy. Won't be easy at all. But I've got Alabama winning that one to get to 5-1. Saturday, October 18th, at home against Tennessee, another payback game. Bama goes to 6-1. All right, at South Carolina, Saturday, October 25th. South Carolina's got a good team. They got a great quarterback in Lenore Sellers. Almost beat Alabama Tuscaloosa. This is coming off three straight SEC games. This is the fourth SEC game in 4 weeks. I'm going to give the edge to South Carolina here. I got Alabama right now losing at South Carolina. Then another bye, Saturday at home against LSU, November 8th. I think some people are marking that one as a loss. I don't see it that way. I've got Alabama winning that one. And then payback against Oklahoma. I think Alabama's going to go 3-0 in revenge games. Saturday, November 22nd at home against Eastern Illinois. Obviously, Bama wins that one. And then the Iron Bowl, going for six in a row against Auburn. Saturday, November 29th, Jordan Hare Stadium. Will not be easy. A lot of times it isn't down there, but I think Alabama gets it done. So I've got Alabama going 10-2 with losses at Georgia and at South Carolina. Will that be enough to get to Atlanta? Good chance. May not be, but it's a good chance. It's certainly, whether Alabama goes to Atlanta or not, that's going to be good enough to get them in the college football playoff. So I got the Tide at 10-2. If you agree with me, call in. Let me hear from you. If you don't agree with me, that's fine, too. I'll check the app messages here in just a moment. But, Chase, your thoughts. I got Bama 10-2. That's my game-by-game prediction. You agree, disagree, any games that you think Alabama will lose that I've got them winning? Do you think they'll beat Georgia and South Carolina unlike I do? How do you see it?
I think the Georgia and South Carolina games are very neck and neck. You know, it's football's a funny sport.
It is. Bounce is funny. That ball can bounce funny.
It does, and it can make a season or break a season. So I think with South Carolina, if they can stop Lenora Sellers, who's gotten a lot of traction, whose confidence level has risen through the roof, I've heard a lot of good things out of fall camp for them and how he's able to protect the ball and really learn from his freshman year. I think I would say they lose to South Carolina still because of how dynamic he is, especially the talent around him has gotten better too, even though they've lost some talent last year. But they, Shane Beamer knows how to, he knows how to restructure, he knows how to rebuild. So I'm not worried about that. I think Georgia is going to be an interesting one, even though Alabama has had their number plenty of times, but Kirby Smart is someone not to underestimate. But I do see Alabama beating Georgia. I think their current QB now, I was a little impressed with them last year, but Gunnar Stockton, I just don't see like the Carson Beck, Stetson Bennett kind of quarterback yet. Not saying he can't be that yet, Gary, but I think we have to see him play a little bit more, especially he's more like a running quarterback. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a lot of throws out of him, but mm-hmm. if he can do that, by all means, I'll eat crow, and I want him to be successful as a Georgia quarterback. So, yeah, I'm around 10-2. I have it, but I think the ball, like you said, the ball goes different ways.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And you know the thing, too, Chase, when you break down a season in advance, like we just did, I go through game by game, is, yeah, obviously as the season plays out, you might feel differently about those games, you know. But I think 10-2, I think a good chance that gets Alabama to Atlanta. If it doesn't, to play for an SEC championship, I think it will get them in the playoff. This is definitely a playoff team. I was asking on Press Box Radio this morning in Mobile, what do I think is the floor for Alabama? I think the floor is the playoff. I think getting into the playoffs, the minimum expectation. I think the ceiling is the national championship. So if you kind of split the middle there, I think that a good season would be getting into the playoff and winning a game or two, not just getting there. I think if that's the floor, I think Alabama fans are not going to be satisfied with just getting in the playoff. You don't make the playoff, and buddy, in January, we're going to be having some tough conversations. I will tell you that. That's for sure. All right. That's the way I feel about it. It's 12 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. And Matt Coulter, as we said, had an appointment this morning. But coming up next, the NASCAR segment, we're going to break down everything going on, including, you know, predicting what's going to happen in the next race. And the 2311 charter is on the market, it looks like. NASCAR wants to sell it. We'll have the latest on that as well. Matt Coulter joins me next for the NASCAR segment on the Gary Harris Show on Tide 100.9 FM, 1230 AM WTBC, the Tide 109 app, and Tide109.com. We'll be right back.
real-time news update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here are the TuscaloosaThread.com headlines brought to you by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. ABC 3340 Chief Meteorologist James Spann tells us there is a marginal 1 in 5 risk for strong to severe storms this afternoon and evening.
The air becomes a little more unstable this afternoon, and we might see a few storms with strong gusty winds. Maybe a microburst in spot.
Stay tuned to Operation Storm Watch for later updates. Today is the beginning of fall classes at the University of Alabama, and the Tuscaloosa City School Board will vote on a new salary schedule at its next meeting, September the 2nd. Summertime is here, so let Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram put you in a new Ram truck, Dodge Charger, or a Jeep. Shop the dealership for former Bama quarterback Jalen Hurts shops. Tuscaloosa CDJR online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com.
205-345-1000, Patterson Law Firm, local, trusted, and here for you when you need us.
No representation made the quantity of legal services to be performed is greater than quantity of legal services performed by other lawyers.
365, 24-7, you'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside.
Pain relievers. Aleve helps keep you moving from sunup to sundown with up to 12 hours of pain relief per dose so you can keep moving and be ready for whatever's next. Use as directed.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partially sunny today. The chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. The high today 93, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow a mixture of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and storms around. The high at 90. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 86 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
For more from Tide 100.9,
let's it fly! And there's it!
Whoa! Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Multitasking as usual. In fact, I'm taking a NASCAR text right now from one of our listeners, Gil, who says he likes Penske this week, either Blaney or Logano. He'll take Blaney. I like Penske a lot too, but I haven't even made up my mind yet. The way it's gone for me this year, I'll take it right down to the wire. But Matt Coulter is with us. We said had an appointment this morning, but he, being the pro that he is, said, Gary, I'm not going to cancel on you. We'll go at 10:15. And I'm glad because there's a lot to talk about right now with NASCAR. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, how's everything in Tuscaloosa?
It is. Man, I am. You know how this feeling is between getting ready for football season on TV side, you know, radio show, trying to get this podcast. You got a podcast, so I'm trying to get one, Ronnie Orr and I, with Wallace Gilberry and Andre Smith, that we're going to try to start next week, and trying to sell some radio advertising. My head's going in it's spinning. but it's all good, because people say when you're not busy is the time to worry. But, hey, man, we got a Saturday night race for the second week in a row. I love it. We'll get to Daytona in a moment. But let's start with the Cookout 400 at Richmond. I didn't see this one coming. I guess I should have, because Austin Dillon last year, now he blatantly wrecked, you know, Logano and Hamlin, and there's no doubt about it, and the victory was taken away. But he came back this year. No controversy this year. You got to give it to him.
No.
Great pit strategy. Great work by his team. Great driving. You know, Blaney had the fresher tires. I thought that, you know, the pit strategy by the three was, they ran a great race and they deserved it. And by gosh, Austin Dillon is in the playoffs.
He is, and he won it clean, and you nailed it. He still had to pilot the car. I'm not taking anything away from him. But I give more than 50% of this victory to his crew, his crew chief, and their decision-making during the race. It was just perfect enough to win anyway. I thought your pick had a great car early, and he was able to weave in and out of traffic. He led for a while. My pick, Kyle Busch, was kind of a Hail Mary. Even getting wrecked, he managed to finish, I think, something like 13th. But it was a great race, good race. I love the clip. I love Richmond. And big win for Dylan. You know, he's going to make it to the playoffs this year, no question.
Yeah, I thought Denny Hamlin would be, and you're right. I mean, he was in position, but I needed a win, and I didn't get it. And I'm really, I think, what is it, 7-2 now, Matt? You're up, is it, or 6-2 or 7-2? I know you'll know. Not Jeff knows.
Seven, but,
yeah, either way,
I'm not sitting on it.
I'm in a pickle here going to Daytona. Before we get to Daytona, and of course, the most famous NASCAR track in the world, and we love Talladega, but Daytona is the most famous, and track report and our picks. Let's get to some topics. First of all, hey, listen, man, sponsorships are what it's all about in sports, particularly NASCAR. Xfinity becomes the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series beginning next year. So I guess Xfinity, the money ran out, and that's a mouthful, NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series, but hey, man, they stepped up with the cash. Xfinity had been the sponsor since 2015. I assume it must have been a 10-year contract, and O'Reilly steps in.
Well, they've stepped in with car sponsorships and race sponsorships. But now every race they have at that level, and I almost said Xfinity, I guess I can for the remainder of the year, but it's all O'Reilly Auto Parts. And it is a little bit of a mouthful. I'm sure we'll get adjusted to that. But the biggest thing is they've got a sponsor, and I think it's a multi-year deal. So good for NASCAR and good for O'Reilly Auto Parts, because if you can find a better fit than a car parts place for NASCAR, please tell me.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. And the other story I want to get your thoughts on, and we've talked about these charters, trying to figure out how they work. I mean, it's kind of like being a Freemason. I mean, you don't really know the details, I guess, unless you're involved. But NASCAR is, you know, punching back at 2311 and FRM, Front Row Motorsports with these charters and wanting to sell them. You know, some court maneuvering here. Everybody's lawyered up. Do you have an update on where that stands?
No, not really. But it's in litigation. So you know what that means? It's going to take a long, long time. So I can see the point for 2311 and Front Row, but I think I said this just a few weeks ago. NASCAR doesn't mess around. You know, they're going to eventually get their way, in my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. So these other teams can, and believe me, Michael Jordan's a big deal. Denny Hamlin's a big deal, you know? But they're not bigger than NASCAR. I don't care how good Michael Jordan was on the court. This doesn't count in this court. So we'll see. But I think eventually over time, the charters will maybe be tweaked a little bit, but for the most part, remain the way NASCAR wants them to be.
All right. Talladega is the world's fastest speedway. Indianapolis has come on the NASCAR circuit, as we know. You got some famous short tracks, you know, the old, you know, NASCAR, heart of NASCAR. But Daytona is, it's the Super Bowl, and we call that the Daytona 500. But the second race, and it used to be the Firecracker 400, always has some excitement as well. Now it's the Coke Zero 400. I love that it's going to be on Saturday night. Before we get to our picks and kind of break down the race, not that NASCAR fans need to know too much about Daytona, but give us the racetrack report.
Really interesting. When I started into this sport back in the 80s, yeah, that long ago, this race was called the Firecracker, and often it was one of the first races that had a title sponsor, and it was, oddly enough, Pepsi. But they ran it the Saturday around the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm, sure did.
I can remember going, and it won't be any different Saturday, except it'll be at night. But I can remember going down there, and it was just excruciatingly hot. And it will be again. But Talladega was built in the same fashion that the Daytona was. It's a little bit shorter and a lot faster, but it's a 2.5-mile oval, dry oval. Banking is 31 degrees as opposed to Talladega, it's 33. Tri-oval area is 18 degrees banking. and four along the back straightaway. A lot like Talladega, except it's wider. You can just put your foot through the firewall and go. Built in 1959, most Daytona 500 winners is Richard Petty. The most winners in the summer race, David Pearson. I think he had five. So that's pretty big time numbers. And that's Daytona in a nutshell. And let's do remember and remind, and you mentioned it, that this is a Saturday night race, 6:30 on NBC. So I'm looking forward to spending another Saturday night in front of the television.
I am too. Absolutely. Final. We'll have a little bit of college football this weekend. I got a high school show on Friday night, but can't wait for the race on Saturday night. All right. Not that you need any help with your dominating lead over me in our contest, but you get first pick. And I think I would say there's probably five or six drivers that both of us are looking at that we're going to pick from probably here. But we'll see. You get the first pick, so have at it. Who do you think is going to win the Coke Zero 400?
Who texted you in about Penske?
Gil did, and he's got he again. He said he likes Penske. He'll take Blaney over Logano. That's the way he's got it. And I haven't even checked the app message and social media messages yet, but I'm sure we got a few there. But and Penske will be strong here. Of course, you know Hamlin. You know his although his track record's in the Daytona 500, not necessarily in the nighttime race. But there's a couple other guys I like too. Depending on where you go, I have to pivot based on your pick because you have first pick. I know where I want to go, but I think you may go there too. So have at it.
Well, if you look at the Vegas odds, there are three guys that are chalk. They're all Penske. It's Blaney, Cindric, and Logano. And I'm going to go with your text buddy there. I'm going with Ryan Blaney, and I think I stole your pick.
Yeah, you did, but that's okay. That's okay because, you know, and it's hard to go against Penske. It'd be easy for me just to take Logano, and by gosh, I won't be surprised one bit if Logano or Blaney are in checkered or in victory lane, taking the checkered flag with them. I'm going to go with Hamlin though. Again, I'm at a point where I've got to try to take some long. He's not a long shot in the sense that he's going to be good at that track. He's, you know, has he won the nighttime race, Matt? I know he's won two or three Daytona 500s, three I think. Has Denny ever won the 400 mile race?
Not that I remember.
But he's still.
Not that I remember, but I'm, you know, many races he's won, you got to think he won the late race at Daytona.
Yeah.
But I don't have that looked up. I can try here in a sec.
Yeah, Blaney was my guy, but I'm going to go Hamlin. I just, you know, I keep saying I'm, you know, not necessarily a big Denny Hamlin fan. He's too good. He's won too many races. I think, you know, this is his best shot to win a championship, and I think he'll parlay all that into winning at Daytona on Saturday night. So I'll go Hamlin.
Well, it's funny. Not really funny. We looked at it. You know, we did our research, made our picks, but neither one of us even mentioned William Byron, who won the darn thing back in February.
Sure did. And he's, you know, I tell you another one that I had in mind. Like you said, all the Penske drivers, but I think Christopher Bell is going to run well, and he needs a good race. I think watch
you know,
out for
won
Bell.
Those three in a row, and that's it.
Yeah. That's right.
I'll tell you who else I've just been impressed with, and we haven't discussed much, and I'll get this in before you hit your bottom of the hour break. But you run really well. He doesn't have a victory yet, but he's currently 13th in points, and he seems to be running up front most of these tracks. Is Ryan Preece.
Yeah, Ryan Preece is a comer. I agree with you there. He's one to watch. And RFK could be good here. That's a great guy to watch, and I got one to watch. I think Bubba Wallace could be a factor in this race.
You know what Bubba has proved this year is he deserves to run with the best. I know I may have thrown some shade back on him back in the day, but he can run up front anywhere, anytime. And he is also watch the 23 Toyota. That's another, you know. Of the many we're going to watch, I'll be watching him as well.
All right, Matt, great segment as always, my friend.
Absolutely.
And all right, you got Blaney, I got Hamlin,
And we'll see what happens on Saturday night.
All right. Thanks for your time again. I enjoyed doing the segment. Real time.
Thank you, Matt. All right. It's 10:29, and lunch is right around the corner. And how about checking out Las Tarascos? Two locations right here on Skyland Boulevard or on Highway 43 in Northport. Authentic Mexican cuisine. They both have full bars, plenty of TVs, great food. Check out Las Tarascos for lunch. All right. We're going to come back with Larry the Music Man. Your top three male vocalist from the 70s, and that's hard to narrow it down, but we're going to try to do it next here on the Gary Harris Show.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Are you receiving unemployment? Your benefits could be at risk. Here's how you can protect yourself and your benefits. Never respond to mail notifying you of a false claim in your name. Never answer a text message asking you to verify your account. And only respond to official Alabama Department of Labor's social media pages. Report fraud at labor.alabama.gov/fraud. Brought to you by the Alabama Department of Labor, ABA, and the station. The Alabama Department of Labor is an equal opportunity employer program. Auxiliary aids and services available upon request to individuals with disabilities. Dial 711 for TTY accessibility.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
And now.
Shake it loose together. Spotlight's hitting something that's been known to change the weather. We'll kill the fatted calf tonight, so stick around.
For my faves.
We're gonna hear electric music, solid walls of sound. Say, Candy and Ronnie haven't seen them yet. Ooh, but they're so spaced out. Benny and the Jets. But they're weird and they're wonderful. Oh, Betty, she's really keen.
Yeah, I hadn't heard me sing in a while, thanks. But Larry wanted to play some Elton John, so I said, yeah, that's right up my wheelhouse right there now. Benny and the Jets, all the Elton John songs, all the big hits, that probably is my favorite off the Yellow Brick Road album, double album, 1973. Larry Butler, Larry the Music Man, is with us. We are going to be taking your top three male artist vocalists from the 70s, either solo or bands. It's hard to narrow it down, but we're going to let you take a shot at it, everybody. So, Larry, good morning.
Gary, good morning, man. And this has been rough. And I knew you were going to pick that song because you are Benny and we're the Jets. I'm going to tell you, this band is growing. I got a list of people, a couple of the regular callers that can't call in today. I got one that didn't think he was, and he's going to call. A new member of the band, but this has been hard. I just decided on my third pick as you were talking NASCAR. So I wanted to make it hard, though. Anybody can sit around at the table and name 20.
Yeah.
We could do that. I could name 40, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and we got ad messages coming in too, and I've gotten a couple of texts, so we'll try to get, you know, I'll try to go back and read everybody.
Well, let me get to the list I have.
Okay, go ahead.
Tell me yours, and I'll. All right. Ragged Glories, Out of Pocket Today with the Doctors, David Byron, Uriah Heep, Mark Farner, Ian Gillan.
Whoa.
Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee, David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, Johnny Cash.
Whoa.
I Better Have, Maymay, Elvis. Gary, this is way. Nobody's on the same page. Maymay, Elvis. Waylon Jennings, Neil Diamond, charter member of the band, Brother Philip, is out of pocket with work. Gino Vannelli, I'll go with that. Tom Jones, Conway Twitty, now boy, if that ain't wide out there, I don't know what is. I mean, did you hear anything that was close to anybody?
No, I mean, that's the, yeah, that's, I've got, like I said, I've got them coming in too. And you got anybody else where I hit some that's come in?
Well, Brother Robbie Glenn didn't think he was going to make it.
I know. They've been having a tough time. He and Lindsey have been having a tough time with Stryker, so keep them in your thoughts.
I talked to him yesterday, and we're not going to get into that because I just can't believe what he told me. But give me your three, and then I'll nail mine, and then we'll let the caller say.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you some more that I've got coming in on from other listeners. Gil just sent in Ronnie Van Zant. Ronnie Van Zant to me was not a great singer, but boy, he was a great vocalist. He was a great performer. Ronnie Van Zant, Brad Delp from Boston, and Peter Frampton. Yep. How about that one? That's from Gil. Let me get on the app messages here real quick. Hold on. You got to pull them up. We've got, this was a tough decision, but here are my top three male vocalists of the 70s. Marvin Gaye, wow. Yeah, what a singer.
Gary, I almost picked him.
Yeah, and Robert Plant and Don Henley. Not saying they're the best, but they're my favorites. Can't wait for the Larry the Music Man segment. Love the show. That's from Joe and Dothan. Bill and Tuscaloosa went with, here we go again, the wide range of singers. How about this threesome? Neil Diamond, John Denver, and Kenny Rogers.
May pick Neil Diamond. We got a comparison there. So,
all right. Wow. I got Johnny, a social media message. He said, I like the hard rock screamers. So he's going with Paul Rogers, Robert Plant, and Roger Daltrey. How about that threesome?
I could go with them anytime. Yep.
And for my three, and we'll probably have some more messages coming in. I what a big Steve Perry fan I am, but I consider him more of an 80s vocalist, even though he got you going in the late 70s, flows into 80s. And you're right. There's so many different ways you can look at it. Are you looking for, I don't even think we mentioned Freddie Mercury yet.
Hold on. You'll have one coming up.
Okay. But for me, and I'm glad maybe I said Elvis, because I think it's easy to think of Elvis, but he was prominent right up until he passed in 1977. So he certainly fits the 70s. Yeah. Al Green hadn't been mentioned yet. You talk about an incredible singer. But I'm going to go with, I'm a huge Who fan, and I'm going to agree with Johnny that, Roger Daltrey, that scream in that live version of Won't Get Fooled Again in 1978, that's the most rock and roll scream ever to me. So I'm going to go Roger Daltrey, I'm going to go David Bowie. I love David Bowie. I think the guy was, I just think he was an innovator. I think he was incredibly smart. Even in interviews, not singing, there's some stuff. If you go back, he predicted all the stuff that's going on in the world now back in the 80s. Larry, he really did. So I've got Daltrey. I've got Bowie, and I've got to get, it's so difficult, but I want to change it up a little bit. And Let's Stay Together to me is one of my top five songs of the 70s. So I'll go Al Green. I'm leaving out Billy Joel. I'm leaving out Freddie Mercury. I'm leaving out, Brad Delp. I'm leaving out, it goes on and on and on and on, but that's the three I'll go with.
Gary, I had Al and Marvin Gaye in I snared it down. Now, this is going to be a little different for the Music Man, but I'm going to tell you why the third pick was what I picked. First of all, I picked Elvis, not his 60s work, but his work on the live albums at Vegas, the Moody Blue album, all the live shows, how versatile he was. You can't deny the guy's got a voice. He had it up till he died. My second pick was Paul McCartney.
Great pick. Yep.
Yeah, Let It Be, Wings, went right on into 80s, Long and Winding Road, Maybe I'm Amazed, live off Wings around, Across America. Tell me anybody can top that. My third pick topped out Elton John and Lou Gramm, because this was my heyday. And the memories and the road memories and what he sang about, John Fogerty with Creedence Clearwater. In 1970, they released two albums. They had 9 hits. I'm not going to name them, but y'all know them because they played every day on Classic Rock. One was, my favorite was up around the bend and traveling band. That was hitting when we were on the road, so I went with John. I had to go with John Fogarty because I don't think anybody seems like him. Gary, do you agree?
I agree with
ever
that.
Heard anybody sing like John Fogarty?
No, he is. He is unique. He certainly is. You know, we had nobody. Of course, again, you get into performer side of it, but Mick Jagger, man, one of the greatest lead singers of all time. He hadn't been mentioned. Stevie Wonder. I'm just throwing out more names out there. I mean, there's just so many. The Southern rock bands, obviously. We mentioned Ronnie Van Zant, but there are others. Listen, the phone lines are jammed. We'll go ahead and start too. And anybody that pops into your mind that you want to add in, Larry, but those, you have to pick three. All right, let's see. Let me take them in the order in which they came in. Bryce has been on hold longest, so we'll take Bryce. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning, guys. My three, it was real hard, is Don Henley, Willie Nelson, and Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, man.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Versatile, man. I like that. Yeah, that covers it. You think old Cowboy's going to call in today with his picks?
I think Cowboy's taking a hiatus from the show.
Bryce, you're going to have to take over then.
Yeah, Cowboy texted me here not too long ago and said he was taking a hiatus. He didn't like the direction that the show was going in. So I don't, it wasn't nothing to do with the music segment. It was some other stuff with Alabama football. So anyway, I'd love to hear from him again, but it's a free country.
I think
he'll
call in for this.
Okay. All right, Bryce, great threesome, man. We're going to keep it rolling because we got them piling up here. All right, next up is our.
I appreciate y'all letting me talk.
Thank you, Bryce. Appreciate you. All right, let's get to Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got a chance to.
Robbie, I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, this was harder than the females last week. There's so many.
It was.
But you know, I venture all over the place, but I had to go with Stevie Wonder for my first. I loved everything about him all the way up. I mean, that's talented. And of course, Freddie Mercury. I'm sorry, but We Are the Champions and Somebody to Love. Like his voice is amazing. And I did have Steve Perry because he did start in the 70s.
He might be my favorite all-time vocalist, but he hit it big in 77. You're right, with Journey. Yeah.
Yep. So I can either do him or Steven Tyler. He's got some vocals.
Yeah, Dream On, man. What a song. Yeah.
Yeah. All those. So those were tough picks, but everyone you're naming is up there. I mean, with Ozzy, Marvin Gaye, Ray Charles, like all those, I love everything about them. And of course, Elvis.
What a great.
But those are the three I went with Stevie Wonder, because I just loved everything about them.
All right, give me your three again. Stevie Wonder, Elton, and Steve Perry.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, Freddie Mercury.
And I did Steve Perry.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he technically was the 70s. He started. All right, good. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, appreciate it. Let's get to Julene is next. And she can probably speak on behalf of Ragged Glory as well. Hey, good morning, Julene. Oh, she's gone. Okay, she's gone. You can call back in. Let's get to Philip here before we have to take a break here in a minute. Hey, good morning, Philip. You were able to call in.
Yeah, I made it. Juno Vanelli is number one for me, and the song that I think about with him is his 1970s hit called "To the War." Then I've got Conway Twitty. You've Never Been This Far Before. His range on that song is so incredible. And then, of course, Tom Jones had so many. But I think of his specials back in the 70s that he did during the holidays. She's a Lady. I mean, he was unreal.
No doubt.
We covered that song. That was a hard hitting song for him. That thing rocked. Good pick.
He had about a 36-month period there where he was the hottest thing ever.
You better believe it. Yeah. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. No, Tom Jones was a star. I mean, he was a great, great performer. Philip, great picks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Philip, for calling, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to get to a break here in a minute. But some others that have not even been mentioned yet, believe it or not, Rod Stewart. How about that? Jeff Lynn, Peter Cetera, Barry Gibb.
I want to do a Jeff Lynn Electric Light Orchestra and Marvin Gaye. Jeff Lynn had a very unique voice, Gary.
Yep.
We talked about that. Man,
how about Michael Jackson? I know he carried it in the 80s, but he was a star from the time he was a little boy in the early 70s.
We could name 40 right now between us.
Yeah, we could. All right, let's get our break in so we can go ahead and take care of that. And this is fun. Your top three male vocalists from the 1970s could be solo artist or in a band. Boy, we've had some great picks. And that's the thing about it. Could be country, could be soul, could be jazz, could be rock, could be what was considered pop. You know, a guy like Paul Anka, Neil Sedaka, those kind of guys, man. Paul Simon, Art Garfunkel as far as a voice. I mean, there's just so many choices out there. But we'll take a time out and we'll come back with more of the Larry the Music Man segment right here on the Gary Harris Show.
Coming up on the Wednesday evening edition of the Stingray Show, we have done 12 of the 16 SEC previews, and number 13 will be the Crimson Tide of Alabama, as we are going to be joined by Joe Gaither to get the latest on the Jam Miller injury and to talk about the season for the Crimson Tide in 2025. So immediately following the conclusion of Hey Coach on Wednesday evening.
Plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow truck, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside.
And 1-800-989-4040 or go to selectquote.com to get your free quote today. That's 1-800-989-4040. Details on example rate at selectquote.com.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partially sunny today. The chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. The high today 93, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow a mixture of clouds and sunshine with scattered showers and storms around. The high at 90. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 86 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Follow Tide 100.9 on Facebook today to watch our live shows, read the great articles, and interact with Bama fans today.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power.
Woo!
It makes me feel like that.
We're getting a good coach clock, but I got to kick in. There we go. Speaking of the king of pop, welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. Going to get right back out on the phone lines. Larry the Music segment, Larry the Music Man segment, we're talking about top. Some others that haven't been mentioned yet, Larry, that, I mean, again, it's, you know, but Bob Seger, Bruce Springsteen, Barry White, Bob Dylan. I mean, you can go on and on. But let's say, and by the way, Julene's phone died. She let Chase know. But let's go to Mary over in Atlanta. Usually Mary's talking Alabama football, but she's going to get in on our music discussion. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Larry. How are y'all?
Great.
Just fine, Mary. Hope you're having a great day.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm on my hour break from my job, so I listen to this kind of stuff every single day, and it was very hard to pick just three, but I think I've got a pretty good number. I love the outlaw era of country music back in the 70s, so I think my first pick will be Waylon Jennings.
Wow. Waylon, great singer, yep.
And I think my second pick would be another one of my favorite country music artists of all time, would be Ronnie Milsap.
Oh, terrific singer. Oh, man, good list.
And I love how he didn't let his disability stop him.
Nope.
He was a great, not only vocalist, but just a great musician in general. And I think my last pick would have to be Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow.
Larry, that's a neat list.
That is a good list, Mary.
I think his voice just paired so well with Stevie Nicks on those few songs that he did with her. And I love her anyway. So I just love the way that those two pair together. And then their vocals are just so sweet and beautiful. I love it.
Wow. Great list, Mary. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you.
All right, let's get to another app message. And, yeah, a lot of people want to include Steve Perry, Larry, and I understand. I mean, like I said, I just he's probably my all-time favorite vocalist. But GDR and Jasper has Steve Perry, Barry Gibb, and Freddie Mercury. So those are three. Those are three high-end singers.
Leave the Bee Gees out, Lord. I thought about them hard. Yeah.
So, all right, Ragged Glory was able to make it through. So, hey, Ragged Glory.
Hey, good morning.
And have you got Julene's three since we lost her?
I sure do. Good. And I'm calling on her behalf. I just got back from my MRI, and she was on the line, and her phone just died. So here's her three, and I know there's probably somebody else behind me that wants to talk. So she went with Steve Perry. She also went with Bob Seger and Michael McDonald when he came at the end.
All right.
Yeah, Michael McDonald.
I mean, really.
Wow.
Okay, hey,
repeat your three. Larry gave them earlier, Ragged Glory, but while you're on, go ahead and give us your three again, too, because I'm having a hard time remembering everybody's.
Okay, it was, David Byron from Uriah Heep. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious. Mark Farner. And Ian Gillan, Deep Purple, the original Deep Purple guys. That's the three I went with. And, man, like I said, shout out to all the other ones I gave you, Larry, because the list from all these callers, absolutely spot on. Spot on.
Robbie gave me 15 extra. I said, you can't do that now.
Well, I know, but, boy, it is hard. Hey, Ragged Glory, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, man.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey,
you guys.
Hey. Hey, Julene. Appreciate both of y'all.
Good morning. Okay, everybody's picking Steve Perry, but when Johnny asked me this, I told him right away, Steve Perry, Bob Seger, and Michael McDonald with the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, those are three good ones.
Since Mary's talking about country, I'm going to go Merle Haggard. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord,
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
We might have to do a country segment.
Yeah, we might have to do a separate country singer, country segment.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Julian and Ragged Glory. Great stuff. I mean, we could just go on. And nobody yet has mentioned your good pal, Mickey Thomas. What a singer. Elvin Dushan Band, Legend of Starship.
I didn't want to be biased because I've mentioned him a lot. And I would say he may have made his big run in the 80s.
Yeah, I think this. But he certainly
did feature him. Talk about him in the 80s.
And Marty Ballin, too, with Starship. Marty Ballin had a great voice, man.
You and I have a real heavy thing with that, man. I love Marty.
I know we're leaving some out, but I will say this. Since we're quitting Steve Perry in the 70s, I'm going to have to bump somebody for my three. It ain't going to be Bowie. So I have to bump Roger Daltrey because since we're including Perry, my three would be Perry, Bowie, and Al Green. So that's.
Well, he was on my final five because they had three hits in the late
70s. I know. I agree. So, and since people started including him, I'm going to go ahead and include him, too.
I told Robbie, like I told you,
and you know this, Larry, I sent you the video. Roger Daltrey scream in Won't Get Fooled Again, coming out of the laser light show in 78 at the studio with the fans, and then Keith Moon's drum solo, that scream is, and then Pete Townsend sliding across the stage on his knees. I mean, wow. But if we're just talking three, then I've got to put Perry in ahead of Daltrey. So, We're gonna have to. You really want to get people stirred up? We're gonna have to do a guitarist segment sometime too, man.
Well,
and a drummer segment.
Do you feel guilty only picking three? See, I feel like kind of should have.
Oh, I do too. Now I wish we'd have done at least five, but I because there's so many different ways. You know, there's just pure singing. their showmanship. Like I said, you know, Rod Stewart, know. Man, what a showman. And Rod, hey, yeah, listen, and Rod's still out doing it today. You know, that means
Maggie
something.
May was, oh, yeah. Lord, Maggie May, man, that memory's there. See, I'm going with memories. And I got a story I'll tell sometime of Ronnie Millsap. I opened for him a couple of times, and he is quite a character. You never know what he's going to say.
Yeah.
So anyway.
All right, Larry, listen, time flies when you're having fun, and we're all out of it. You know how it works. I got to go whether I want to go or not. Hey, listen, I'm working on a sponsor for the segment, by the way. I hope I got somebody.
Well, I appreciate that. That would be great, Gary.
All right, Larry. Good to talk with you, man. We'll do it again next
Everybody
week.
Everybody have a great weekend. Yeah. Hey, Gary, we'll add these up and figure out who topped out somehow.
All right, we will. All right, thank you, Larry. All right, that's going to do it for the show. This hour has been brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. And thank you for joining us. Back tomorrow. Hey, the coach, Ellis Johnson. He's been with me for several years. He makes his first appearance of the football season tomorrow. And he'll break down the upcoming season. We'll have a lot of fun tomorrow. For Chase Brumfield, I'm Gary Harris. And the Miller's Edge is coming up next.